My discussion is with one of my students, Pastor Reamer, and he was having a discussion with me about, in terms of the things that I've done in ministry over the years. Zerik, what happens when a man like me leaves ministry? Can I transfer this to another man?
No.
Why not? Go ahead.
Because it is what... Okay, remember in Scripture, Paul said very uniquely that I have finished the dispensation of what God gave me.
Yes.
It is only within the lifetime of that individual for that singular purpose, that authorial intent that God gave him. And when that individual dies, there is another intent he gives another person that either sat up under the original individual or has a unique ministry or job to do within that person. But in the same way, there is no work of God that transfers mantles like Elijah and Elisha. That's not what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
We're talking about a specific thing. So like I said before, when we were talking, if you notice, and I was talking with one of the classmates, and he was disgusted in regards to how ministry did not develop and it didn't grow. And I was saying no, because God is not concentrating his overall view of humanity based on sin singular, the Adamic sin, which affects all humanity. We're talking about the inherited sin. Okay? God is not concerned about sin singular. He's concerned about the love that the human being has for God.
Right.
And if you continue to have the love for God, regardless of what he does, things will flourish and God will accomplish what he intended to accomplish.
All right, well, let's go back to the first part of my intended questioning in terms of, because obviously there's been a couple of responses that I'm going to be shutting the website down. And I was encouraged by your conversation, because your conversation pointed out, for those of you that are listening to me, what Zerik's just said is that the same God that called John Coleman, I'm not talking about Pastor Reamer, any other pastor, any other man called of God. When people ask me, do I think he is God's messenger? You can only detect that as you compare his message with the very word of God from the original intent of the passage. Now, if I can do that simply by sitting down looking at a man and knowing that that man has not heard from the same God that spoke to me, because he would have to communicate it. If he's using the same language that I'm using, that communication would have to be given in the same tone. So I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know, there will be no one that will be able to take over the ministry for me. I want to see what they've been building in their lives for the years that they have been called to follow the Master. That is the way that acts. And I say this, Zerik, and it gives me an opportunity to add a little bit of clarification. And I say this to the people that have listened to me. I shall never change in my disposition, attitude, on the teachings of God that I know are correct. Now, you notice I use the term know, kenosis in the Greek, knowledge. I have that kind of knowledge. I don't have carnal knowledge knowing God that way. I have ultimate spiritual knowledge. When a man seeks, and I want you to answer this one for me, and try to just answer the question, what do you think of a man that seeks the office and the prestige and the money and the power and the everything else that another man leaves when he dies? Keep in mind, before you answer that, I want you to answer in terms of Hank Hinegraaff and Dr. Walter Martin. Go ahead.
Well, but that would be the idea that there was a successor.
Right.
Or desire for one.
Yes.
And this is what happened.
Well, I want to know what happened. Is there a successor? Okay. Is there succession of the pastorate on a human level in that way?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Let's make it plain. Let's give scripture to
right.
this.
Okay.
My servant Moses is dead.
Right. Right.
Whatever.
Right, right.
And whatever Moses did died with Moses.
Right.
And it could not be transferred to Joshua.
Right.
Joshua had to seek God on his own.
Right.
That's it. Moses had a direct job. When that job was finished, now, there was nobody else introduced as Moses.
Right. Now, listen. Now, let's keep it, because this conversation has to do with me. I'm the one that put it on my website. It's time for me to say goodbye. I know that you fully understand why I'm saying goodbye. But I'm going to need people to talk about that before I literally shut down my website. Because if the people, this is my idea, if the people didn't get it, and if they aren't downloading it, if they are not making it applicable or applicational in their own lives, that's their bad, not mine.
Well, you know what, John, we were talking earlier about the generational thought.
Okay.
And what we mean by that is what you hold dear in your core thesis about God, people are not hearing.
Right.
So therefore, it's time for you to shut it down.
Right.
However,
in a sense, because of the invisible people that I don't know that are listening to this conversation now.
And how that would go?
I don't know how it goes. All I know is this: from this voice, and this is all I do. From this voice, people can contact me. They can go to my PO box. It's all on the website. They could. With protest the fact that I'm going off the air. I had a couple of guys tell me on my Facebook page that they're happy with the decision. And these guys go to church, but these guys know that the very church that I went to would not hear what I'm saying and would not give an adequate explanation of who they are. And so the only persons that's responding, besides yourself, of course, are the people that know me and why I'm doing that. I'm not doing this because I'm giving up on the idea of Christianity and the church. I'm stepping out of it and watch the whole culture literally go down, because by me staying in and doing that, and talking with an audience that won't correspond back like they are interested in the message, it would be foolhardy. You were talking to me earlier, and I think this is a good way to end this conversation, because you know you and I can talk for hours. Your dad, a pastor, he. What is his view on this? What is his take on all of this?
Very simple. On it is just like a coach that has taught all the students and you've reached the conclusion of the book. Now it is time for the person that is the coach to go and let the players operate in what they've been taught.
That's right.
My dad is still alive.
Right.
But my brother, my older brother, is the pastor.
Yes.
Period. And when my brother desires an insight, my dad first says, "Do you remember the book?" And then John normally says, "Yeah." And if he doesn't, then my dad turns around and says, "Now it's time for you to live what you were taught and figure it out."
Right.
My time for telling you is past.
Yes.
That's all it is. The time period in which you are to do what you've done is past. And now it is time for anyone that understood to carve and work for themselves based on what God has spoken to them individually.
Now, let me interrupt right now. And I'll say to the listening audience, if any of you love the work and believe that the work that I've produced over the years is of value, start downloading it on your own hard drives. Do it your own self. Buy a hard drive, a special computer, to put all the work that you can get off my website now. Because I'm telling you, I ain't got the money to keep it up. The server is too heavy downloaded with stuff. And if anything crashes, you guys will miss it for life. It's all free. Download the MP3s, the things that you deem are necessary for your life, the pages and everything. I'm not suing anybody. You can take it. I just hope that you don't change the original content that I have. That is what I'm feeling. And okay, Lord, it's out there. It's free. I've never charged for it. I want to enjoy the rest of my life. And I won't spend it teaching people that never seem to get the lesson. And that's what the evangelical church looks like to me. Especially in light of this election coming up, because in all the black people that claim that they want Jesus and know Jesus, I can't see any love in their heart for Donald Trump at all. These pastors, these black people that go to church and fall out. And one more last thing. Yeah, Zarek, we got to do at least 5-minute webcast. I'm going to let you comment on this thing. You know, these kids have developed a thing in school where something is so ridiculous that they just fall out. Well, they've brought that teaching into the Christian church where everybody runs, where they fall out or run. And whenever Donald Trump's name is mentioned, they have pictures of high school students running around the campus trying to run and hide for safety. These are the children of Christians. Now, what's going to happen when these children in high school and junior high doing this think that this is a joke, treating the president-elect like that? What do you think their children are going to be like?
It's going to be worse.
There it is.
And it's going to be worse. Because right now, like you said before, you've preached for years the Hegelian dialect in the process.
Yes.
Well, now the whole community has come into synthesis,
yes,
or consensus, and they've lost their original thesis.
Right.
And whenever you cannot find your original thesis and you've come into consensus, the only thing that pulls you out of that is suffering and pain.
Yes.
And hence, that's the reason that you further have to remove yourself from a lot of this stuff, because it just kills you.
No.
For anybody that has a core sense of God, they know where America's going to end up. They know where it's going.
No, listen.
They know where everything is heading.
Listen, I'm thinking about my audience, because that's who we're talking to. Now, President-elect Trump is putting his cabinet together to bring about the effect that if people do not make America better by working in America and towards the progress of this fresh-minded thinking, that an individual is free of consensus when it comes to getting along with other people. That's what the president-elect meant. I'm going to make America America again. And let me end with this, and I know people are going to get angry at me, but this is my webcast before I disappear. When Trump gets back in, they're going to start putting those Confederate flags back up in state capitals, because most people in that part of the region believe that. It's a part of their tradition. It was not right for them to take away the right for them to fly that flag. Just like I have the peace flag in front of my house, I could put an African-American flag in front of my house and an American flag in front of my house. But when this country loses its right because people, see, that's what I'm talking about. If you get to know God, he will give you wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong. For you as a black family member to go across the street and have Christmas dinner with your white friends that are eating out of the same bowl you're eating out of. They're human beings. Well, you can set aside asking them, why is that flag flying? It doesn't mean that they want to hang a Negro. This is a part of their heritage. Their great-great-grandfather and grandchildren believed in that stuff, and they can give you a pretty good history lesson. Same thing with inviting Farrakhan into your church. That's all the black people are doing now. Farrakhan's not speaking in the mosque most of the time. Speaking in African-American churches and being listened to by young African-American males that want to keep their traditions going. Yeah, well, with that, I don't make long webcasts anymore. I just wanted to share with the people some of my thoughts on this after the fact, and I'd love to hear from a lot of you people. The email, Well, you know the email. If you don't know it by now, you never will know it. Hey, Zarex, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.